This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
What's next for Richard Allen in the Delphi murder case and the allegations against him? We learned in the recent days what exactly Judge Gull said behind closed doors in chambers with the attorneys Rossi and Baldwin when they were dismissed from the case, which they are still saying we'd like to represent our client pro bono. He has the right to do that. But now we know exactly what happened in chambers. Going on the air with us to talk about it, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. When you had a chance to review the 20-some page document from Judge Gull and the literal word-for-word account of what happened behind closed doors, what were your thoughts?
Concerning. It's exactly, I think, what we thought happened, and that was really a strong-arm maneuver to say, listen, we're going to embarrass you in open court with quote-unquote gross negligence and gross incompetence in this case. Mm-hmm. And wow, those are huge words for these, you know, litigators that are very distinguished, really, in Indiana. When they first were assigned, of course, all the SLUs and certainly me looked into them. And they had really impeccable records, Rossi and Baldwin, just in terms of not having complaints and really being strong, seen as strong litigators. And wow, to have this blemish, you know, said in open court certainly concerned them. And you can see throughout reading this transcript how they just cower. And you can see that really the strong arm of this judge reaching out and saying, you do this or I'm going to do that. And it just looks so bad, Tony.
It just doesn't seem like that's how our justice system should work, where you have a judge literally towering over the defense of the client and saying, you do this or don't do this, and I'm going to say this about you publicly. I'm going to destroy your reputation in so many words. How common is this for judges to really strong arm attorneys in this sort of way?
Well, Tony, you know, when this first came out, I tweeted about this, mm-hmm. and I said, behind closed doors, this is what happened. And, you know, I took a lot of backlash. Well, you weren't there and blah, blah, blah. But this happens not to this degree. Never seen somebody told, if you don't get off, I'm going to kick you off and embarrass you, which I'm paraphrasing, but mm-hmm. that was the message delivered, Tony. But certainly in chambers, judges can come down really hard. And it never made any sense that these Baldwin and Rossi would just say, oh, I'm off. I think I'll leave, you know, much to the quote unquote. And she said this on the stand, surprise, you know, like she was surprised. So the whole thing looks so bad for Judge Gull that she would do this without some sort of evidentiary hearing. Mm-hmm. If this was your position, you should ask for a hearing, and it should be conducted with the allegations toward the attorneys laid out and them given a chance to explain their actions for them to make their case. And then the judge should then make his decision or her decision. But for this to be done the way it was in close quarters, thank goodness there was a court reporter to get it on the record.
Without a doubt. I mean, why would she do this way? Why not have the evidentiary hearing? I would think that would, you know, cover all bases. Everybody's on the record. It's being done transparent in the way that it should. I would think it would be obvious at some point in time with the microscope on this case, this would come back to bite her in the butt. But I don't know. Is this where ego is at play? And in a moment, she thought she was far more powerful than she was?
Well, I think that is the case. These judges typically go pretty much unchecked. And what my question is, has this ever happened before? Mm-hmm. Are we going to see anybody come forward and say, oh my gosh, this happened to me too?
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see. I think that we have only seen possibly the tip of the iceberg in terms of possibly other attorneys coming out with some similar type stories of these in-chamber meetings.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.